K-pop fans, stans, and everyone in between. I'm Dan. I know nothing about K-pop, but I've been dragged into K-pop a bit by my three friends here.
I'm Nick.
Melissa.
Jamie.
Oh, as usual, I would start this off the same way. What are we talking about this week, guys?
We are talking about fan clubs / fan signs.
Okay, so this is not like we did that whole episode, like what we call fan, like fandoms and for different groups, right?
No, it's different.
Okay.
It kind of goes with it, I'd say, but.
Because that was like one of our earliest episodes, so it's been a while.
So it's a little different. It's like the intricacies in terms of like being within a fandom, essentially.
Ah.
If that makes sense for you.
This is more like,
but go on.
An actual official fan club where you have to pay money, Melissa.
Pardon?
Melissa?
Hi. I might have joined one.
You paid money for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to pay a membership fee in order to join a fandom.
Okay. So let's just get this out of the way, Melissa.
Full disclosure on my part, I don't like these. I'm good.
Okay.
This is
and how much did you pay?
Like 98% that me and Melissa don't agree on. This is part of the 98%.
Got it.
It wasn't that expensive. It was 40.
Answer the question though.
I'm pretty sure it was about 40. You realize I paid for this like 6 months ago, and I finally got my fan kit.
I didn't hear that part.
Let's rewind a little there. Let me explain.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, let me explain this concept of joining a fan club. So essentially, anyone can be a fan and call themselves whatever fandom name it is. Like, you can be an army, you could be an insomnia, you can be a Soulon, you can be, I don't know, a shawl.
A blink.
Any point. You don't have to actually join these fandoms, right? The fan clubs themselves are divided into generations. Essentially, one generation is 1 year. So the first generation essentially purchased a membership pass into the fan club. And with that now, because they didn't do it before, but now they have these things called fan kits, which come with special merchandise that's limited to those fans. But with those fan clubs that you've joined, you often get special benefits, like you have extra opportunities or extra tickets in order to get into a fan sign. You have the opportunity to buy merchandise at a discounted rate, or you can access it first. Like, it's that kind of membership.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Melissa did, was
I'm
paying
dry.
Money. By the way, you can only really use full benefits of fan clubs when you're
in Korea.
So you're still telling me that Melissa living here in the U.S. won't get as much value of it as somebody in Korea?
Yeah.
No!
She definitely will not.
It's okay, fine. Everything is fine.
That being said, it might be a little different now because COVID happened and they did start doing online fan call signs. But you have the same opportunity to get into an online fan call sign as someone in Korea does. And they've started doing in-person fan signs things again, too, in Korea. So, again, that's even less benefit.
What group was it again?
The one that I have? I have ATs.
Ah, okay.
No one's surprised.
So yeah, I am like a legitimate AT-ny now.
Tiny.
I knew you were gonna say that.
That would make more sense.
That's how it's spelled, essentially.
It would make more sense.
Fine.
Anyway. So Melissa should tell us more about the whole process that she went through to join the fan club.
Yeah, now I'm kind of curious.
Honestly, it's nothing spectacular. And I want to say, like, I'm pretty sure, like, every company and every group is kind of different in what their process is and kind of just how everything is set up. Because for the one that I have, it was done through Yes24 to actually sign up and purchase the actual membership. They have a whole thing of, like, to be able to actually, like, get issued the membership card and everything. You are supposed to be part of the fan cafe as well, which is a pain, and it was a pain. And I don't even know if it ever actually worked out right for me. Let's be fair, because I still am not very good at translating Korean.
So fan cafes are these online internet like cafes where it's particularly made for a fandom, and the celebrities can interact with people on there. They can get announcements on those fan cafes. It's essentially like
forum.
Yeah, a forum for them. But in order to join a forum, typically, especially a celebrity one, you have to answer a certain amount of questions regarding the fandom. So, like, I've actually seen Dreamcatcher's questions. So one was like, when did they debut? What was their first fan song? What do you like about them? Like, you have to go through essentially this questionnaire, and it has to be written in all Korean, right? You can't join it in English.
Yeah, because that was a similar process for the one for ATEEZ. Was mm-hmm. And I think they actually cycle through the questions like kind of often, just so like the same like kind of acceptance questions essentially aren't used for like everybody, because then you just kind of post the answers online and you know people just can find them that way. So I think
online anyway,
because I'm pretty sure ATEEZ they changed theirs a few months ago. I'm pretty sure, because they weren't the same questions that I had answered, which was like, name all the members, and like in this specific MV, like name these three members that came up and at this like specific moment in the MV. And it was like four or five questions, something like that.
College applications aren't this in-depth compared to this shit.
Well, you have to write a whole essay for a college application, so I'd say they're more
in-depth. I didn't.
You
have
tell
to.
Me there isn't one fan application that doesn't require an essay. You tell me that doesn't exist.
I didn't. I'm pretty sure I didn't write an essay to get into college.
That's because our college was ass.
Oh, wait. No, I'm thinking about the SATs. Never mind.
Yeah, no. Ours didn't, because our college was ass. Okay? Like, let's be real.
You go to our college for specific majors, guys.
The way you described this process, I didn't go through the shit when I applied for like all the colleges I did back in the day. A rotating list of questions so no one can share it. God.
No, it doesn't work. All of those questions are recorded and compiled into a database, and you just go find the closest translator that bothers to translate everything regarding that group, and you find all the answers there, and you just copy it.
You'd also be surprised. Like people put them up on Twitter like pretty quick after things are updated. They won't typically give you answers, just because like at least when I was like looking up, because a lot of people will put up guides on how to actually go through the fan cafe process.
Perfectly clear. As an international fan, from like pretty much the start of these like forums, essentially, if they didn't give you the answers and they're telling you and giving you guides without giving you essentially the answers or writing it in Korean, that's a shit translating team you've got. Like, I will be completely blunt. Yes, you're doing a lot of work, and yeah, it's hard. But the whole point of them putting up answers to the guides and making it easier for people to join is because they want to bolster the numbers for that fan group. And if you're not doing that, honestly, I don't know what to tell you. It's a pretty bad translating group then. Like,
pretty much everything that I saw for the ATEEZ one was they would like pretty much help you understand what the questions were, and then they were just like, yeah, I'm not going to give you the answers. You need to go figure it out on your own if you really want to be part of this.
What's wrong with
that? That's gatekeeping. That's fucking gatekeeping, and it's terrible. Like, that's fucking bullshit. Okay, honestly, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get a lot of flack for it, but the people that do that in your fandom are shit people.
Yeah, a little bit. I agree.
Because that's straight up gatekeeping. Like, that's you basically you saying, oh, you're not good enough to join AT's fandom if you're not dedicated enough to go out of your way to go and translate this. And then people don't even, like, you're going to butcher the Korean, and then these people won't be able to join the fan cafe. Like, people, it's not that easy learning a new language, especially at certain ages. Like, the younger you are, honestly, the better, easier it is to learn another language. It's part of
especially because, at least from what I had seen, is, like, you submit these answers to actually get into the fan cafe.
And it gets reviewed
if something's wrong with it, they don't tell you.
Yeah, they don't
tell
you.
It just kind of gets overlooked.
You have to figure it out on your own to fix it. That's why, like, the fact that they're doing that and they're not helping you and, like, actually helping you understand that. One, they're being shitty fellow fandom, like, for someone who says that they love their group so much and they don't, and they want to bolster numbers. It's a wonder why they don't win anything or freaking have a bigger fandom. Like, people are gatekeeping, and that honestly turns people off from supporting a group.
I mean, like, fandom toxicity is what it is in pretty much anything. Not just K-pop.
Got a whole episode about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no, I could go on about that. I've been in fandom stuff since I was 11. So, like, I'm super used to it.
No, like, I'm used to it too, but, like, honestly, also, I can't consider those people, like, actual fans. Like, it's bullshit, honestly. Because,
well, no, they're not really. They're like
gatekeep the gatekeepers.
They're more like
whatever. Just anyway,
people. There's shitty people everywhere, basically. Like, it doesn't.
We should move on, guys.
Oh yeah,
we should really move on. Because honestly,
track of the topic of this episode.
No, honestly, for me, all of the fandoms that I've been in, there's always at least one group that's like a translating group that does really well and goes through all that trouble, like,
and is actually supportive and wants people in there.
They want more people to come in and like their group and find these people. Like,
okay,
it's stupid. Anyway,
all right, breathe.
I didn't know this was gonna start such a like a war.
Not a war. It's just bullshit.
No, that was just a rant. That's it. This is the typical Dom rant, apparently.
I mean, it's bullshit. But
shitty people
like,
are shitty people. I'm gonna call them out on it. Anyway,
yes. As well, you should.
As much as like they say like you need to be part of the fan cafe, I'm pretty sure you can get through the process and become like actually become part of the actual fan club without it. And not all of the groups actually require stuff like that because not everyone actually uses a fan cafe like that.
Okay.
Yeah, because why would you?
Let me explain. Some groups are just not popular enough to have to limit it, to be perfectly blunt. And the people that do require you to enter in, like, pass that quiz in order to reach a certain level of membership within the club, you can still access certain things as, like, a basic member without having to answer it. But you don't get, like, all of the essentially quote-unquote premium stuff where it's, like, direct, like, messages from the members. You don't get to see certain things. You don't get to see certain pictures. It's limited to people that actually join the fan cafe and go through the test and become, like, an actual member rather than a basic member.
Got it. So, moving on with the most experience.
Okay, fan signs. It's pretty self-explanatory. Essentially, a certain amount of people have the opportunity to get into a fan sign, and it's a chance to kind of interact with the members of a group. Oftentimes, they'll perform their songs in front of you in, like, their casual outfits, or they have a bunch of, like, gifts on, so, like, they get gifted toys and stuffed animals and clothes and stuff.
Okay, because I was really confused when you said the fan sign. I thought it was, like, a special sign to get to hold during a concert.
That's a different thing. That's a banner.
Oh, well, yes. Stupid me. Got it. Heaven
that's
forbid.
A slogan banner. That's called a slogan banner. So essentially you can interact with them, and then it's like usually a crowd of like 100 people. They all have it. You have to buy like an album, then you get entered into a lottery, and then if your name gets pulled from the lottery, you get the chance to go into the fandom. Or the fan sign, I mean.
Got it.
Yeah, so essentially, like, you walk up to the table, and then they're all, like, sitting at the table, and then one by one you interact with them on a one-on-one basis for about, like, a minute to 3 minutes, depending. And then move on until you've done all the members, and more recently, they've been giving out special photo cards for fan signs. Pre-pandemic. So it's photo card designs that you can only get at that fan sign, essentially. So those make them super limited in the collecting game that is photo cards.
Yeah, I can hear that from Melissa's crying.
They're not as necessarily, like, well, I think some groups do them, but they're not necessarily as limited to, like, actually getting into the fan sign. Well, there are specific ones that do go through ones like that.
Dreamcatcher has them. They have specific fan sign photo cards.
Yeah, because I know there's, like, broadcast ones that they do.
Broadcast ones are different. They don't relate to fan signs.
Pretty much with, like, all of these, like, fan sign opportunities, it's always pre-order bonuses, essentially, that you pretty much will buy all the albums, and, like, for each album you get a random card from the group.
Let me be clear. There are pre-order bonuses, there are broadcast photo cards, and then there are actual fan sign photo cards. There are three separate things. Pre-order bonuses is just the one that most people tend to get.
All I know is it's pain.
You have a problem.
It's pain.
I mean,
pain.
You already lost me the moment you started saying there's different kinds of photo cards, so...
Daniel, yeah, I'm just super happy because I don't have to do any of that shit.
I'm the only one that suffers.
That's yeah, you did it yourself, man.
Problem. We've already said this and you're rejecting intervention, so you're on your own.
It's fine. Okay. Everything's fine.
I'll tell you why, though. I'll tell you why. For me, anyway. Because I've already been through this shit. I'm going to out myself a little bit here. But, like, I fucking paid more than $600 to meet, like, the cast of Supernatural, right? And did all the fucking photos and all that shit. And it was a pain in my ass. And I basically vowed, never again.
This is just
that. Got it. Okay, it's fine if I don't collect all the things.
Okay. I mean, I just don't care what I get. Like, it's like, I get what I get. If I manage to get my hands on something, great. If I don't, great. And then you have Melissa, who's she has a problem. Anyway.
I already knew I had a problem.
Past that. Yeah, so fan signs, essentially, it's like a more personal one-on-one opportunity, mm-hmm. essentially.
Not really now, to be honest.
Yeah, because COVID, but pre-this. They're slowly bringing it back because Korea is getting into a better situation with everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really weird to see pictures and, like, video from their recent fan signs. Now that they're actually, like, in person again.
Okay.
It's still limited. It's not like it's maxed out capacity again.
Now, yeah. I'm just curious, is there an etiquette to these things? Like, to these fan sign events?
Be a creep?
Yeah, basically.
Well, you know, that goes without saying.
There was one moment in G-Friend's fan sign where she noticed this dude's glasses were odd. It turns out it was one of those glasses with the miniature camera, the spy camera in them.
Ew.
Recording them.
Shitty people are shitty people, though. Like, they're everywhere, unfortunately. I have seen, like, some crazy shit that fans give idols, and I'm like, that's a fucking PS4. That's just two PS4s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, fans give, like, recently, the most recent birthday picture I think I saw, again, Dreamcatcher, it was for Handong's birthday. She got, I think, like, two iPhones, one iPad, and, like, a bunch of, like, designer brand stuff.
People go crazy.
Rich fans.
Yeah, but a lot of times people, like, pile money together in order to gift certain things.
That's less crazy to me. Because that's essentially, like, a celebrity being like, oh, hey, make a donation to this charity. It's essentially kind of like that, but like from the fans' point of view.
Except that donation is to myself again. Yes.
No, actually, so fans do both. Fans, they run essentially, we're going to donate like this much rice to a third world country under this celebrity's name or this group's name. Oh. Or we'll donate to UNICEF because UNICEF's really big in Korea too. And they do those, but then they also do send like entire like standing flower bouquets essentially with these ribbons on it saying congratulations, like I don't know, BTS on winning the first Billboard or something. Or they pile in a bunch of money together to get every single member in the group personalized microphones, in-ears, or they handcraft like entire iPhone cases and send them in and do all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah, again, group effort, not that creepy. The singular rich person is a little more, that's a lot for me.
Yeah, because they get gifted a bunch of designer goods, so there's been multiple people who've been gifted, like, Givenchy, they've been gifted Coach, they've been gifted Chanel, what else is there? Supreme, Bape. What else? I'm trying to think.
They feel very poor.
Yeah.
Yeah, in general, I feel really aware.
We really should just eat the rich. But
there's a couple fans that have gifted members entire stars. They purchase those. You know how you can purchase stars?
Oh, God. That bullshit.
So they give them to them. So there's that. There was one K-pop idol who got a title. Someone bought a title for them. Like a legit like lord lady title, complete with like some land or something. I think
that's such a ripoff from the country where whoever gave that out. I'm just like,
I feel very poor right now. If anything, I just want to be able to like talk to them and like just casually.
Gotta eat the rich.
Some of the fans have adopted animals for like a favorite.
Okay, that's crossing a line.
Well, they adopt them in their name and they get a certificate saying, hey, like, this animal has been adopted.
It's like in an enclosure. Okay. I thought you said they gave them, like, actual,
from,
like...
From all the gifts that make me hurt inside.
Okay. Are you upset that you won't be able to give these types of gifts to your favorites?
No, it just makes me feel very poor.
They've been gifted Rolexes and stuff, too.
Oh, my God. Oh. We should move on now.
You know what? Yeah, let's kind of like wind it down here. So, obviously, Melissa, you've been a part of the AT like fan club for a while now. Like, and you're all in the pain. Like, what do you feel has been your biggest benefit from all this?
There's a benefit.
She literally hasn't experienced any benefit because one, she lives here. Two, she can't get into any fans' eye.
No,
I give her shit for it.
So, what made this feel worth it for you then?
Just her supporting her group, probably.
Yeah. Okay. I supported my group, and I got a lot of really cute pictures. And I got a mask.
Isn't that the real? Isn't that the real treasure?
Sure. And I'm not judging her at all.
You're hella judging me. I know you are.
Can you feel it through the microphone?
No, I just can feel it from miles apart. I know you're already glaring in our direction. just that subtle, I'm judging you. It's fine. I'm used to this.
All right. Well, anyone have any final thoughts on this fan clubs and fan signs in general?
If you're rich, go for it.
I really hope they keep some kind of video fan calls now that things are starting to open up a little bit more. Because I think it would be a good way to still interact with international fans.
Well, I'm just gonna say it bluntly. There's no way they'll get rid of them entirely. It's such a huge cash cow to bring in like a bunch of international fans buying a shit ton of albums for a chance.
That's where most of the K-pop fandom now is. To be fair, also it's the backbone is international fans at this point. So it's like
A lot of Korea has lost interest in general.
At least in the new groups, yeah.
Actually, aespa's doing very well in Korea. They're very
popular. Yeah, but they're also SM, so I'm not surprised by that. You know, it's reputation.
That
it's
sounds reputation. Like a topic for another day, though.
Yeah, so. Anyway.
It's just reputation over anything. Go ahead.
Well, let's bring it to this week's descent.
I'm supposed to introduce
yeah,
this,
you're
aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Oh Lord! Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
All right, Melissa. Who gave us this week's descent? What was I forced to listen to this week?
So this week was a viewer's choice. So
listener's
this is,
choice.
Yeah.
It's fine. We're an audio goddamn podcast.
They're still viewers. Well, it's fine.
If we uploaded to our YouTube stuff, maybe they would be viewers.
Wow. That was just
that aside.
One person, Jamie.
That aside, guys. So this is actually coming from one of our listeners down in Brazil. This is one of my friends,
oh, wow.
By the way. Yeah, this is one of my friends.
Can we say hi?
Yeah, you can say hi. Say hi, Clara.
Hi!
Hi in Portuguese. I don't know what it is.
Just say hi. She speaks English.
My mistake. I am very sorry.
Racist.
No! My Portuguese is not good, and they all know this, so... I have a lot of friends down in Brazil.
Weirdly, yes.
It's fine. They're all very nice people. And I know she's going to listen to this.
Oh, crap. Let's get back on it.
So she had recommended that you listen to Stacy's ASAP, or ASAP, however you would prefer to pronounce it. And I have a blurb from her, just for you, Daniel.
Okay.
And I'm going to read it exactly as she sent it to me. She said,
"Oh boy,
Daniel.
Oh.
You have to listen to ASAP from Stacy because they are my children."
Wow.
And then she said, "Lol." And then she said, they are rookies in K-pop. They debuted this year. Their concept is girl crush and fresh. And I am sure this music will stick in your head for a long time.
Okay, well, I would like to say your children are very, very talented, first of all. I'd like to get that out of the way before I go on to the next part.
Ruin her hopes and dreams?
I'm not going to ruin anyone's hopes and dreams. I'm not you, Dom.
Do it, senpai. Hey. Do it.
Can we not put that here?
Okay,
I thought I agreed
to
stay on Twitch.
Sir.
Okay, well, she was right about it sticking in my head after I heard it. I listened to it like when you first posted it to me. So it's been like, it's the weirdest thing. Like, I only watched it once and I haven't watched it again, but it's been in my head replaying, like, mainly that chorus. It is a hell of an earworm, first of all.
She'll be very happy to hear that.
When you say they were rookies, like, I honestly. Mm-hmm. I got that vibe right away. These look like a completely new group to me, and I think I've been doing this long enough to realize I can recognize that now. I don't know how to verbalize that, but I can tell they were rookies. And you know what? This is one of their debuts. Solid debut.
This was their first comeback.
Their first comeback. I thought this was their debut. God damn it!
No, it's their second song.
Okay. Well. That being said, I had like a few questions when I was listening to like. Now, actually, I had the translation on when I was watching.
Mm-hmm.
I had a few questions about like different and different, and like it was a recurring theme in the chorus. Like first time when I heard what that was, you're not that different.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not.
Wow.
I've seen many groups like this so far, and our last one we did for a deep dive, I thought of that right away, so I'm not saying you're bad. I'm just saying I just don't think you're all that different. I'm okay. So sorry, oh. Melissa's friend.
I'm going to probably make things a little worse here, which is kind of funny and sad because she likes Red Velvet and Dreamcatcher, which is like two of my favorite groups ever.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, their debut song was better than this one. And this song was very boring and one note, so it didn't really catch my attention. In fact, I actually had a hard time focusing on the song itself. Like, at some point, I just kind of started ignoring it. And then I remembered I had to do this for this. So I started paying attention again. It's not great.
I kind of had the same problem. Like, I kept drifting. Like, it's fine.
It's just okay. An okay song.
It's run-of-the-mill. It's run-of-the-mill at worst.
Well, I'm not really a big fan of, like, the bubblegum pop thing in the first place, which this is extremely.
Oh, and like, oh yeah.
And, like, I'm just, like, I can barely, like, even some of Red Velvet's songs, and they're, like, a talented group, I'm like, I can't do this. You know what I mean? Because they're just too, like, I'm very much in the girl crush camp, and I can't do, like, poppy, like, fucking cute shit. I just can't do it.
For me, I think it needs to be very well done and well, like, produced overall kind of thing.
Like, and you just didn't get that feeling.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't listen to Mosa twice, if that makes sense.
I'm gonna say something real, like, this might get some backlash, but honestly, like, song-wise, it's, like, at absolute best, it's just a very ordinary song that's, like, very monotone and one note. And honestly, the video itself just kind of reminded me of FX's new ABO. So, concept and design-wise, like look-wise, it was just kind of a knockoff FX for me, and I'm like, why do I need that when I can have actual FX?
The thing stood out for me, like, out of anything, is just hair, which is not the best, because, like, if that's what my takeaway is, your hair is not great.
So, fine, last thoughts, go ahead.
Well, no, Melissa hasn't said anything.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Say something nice.
She can't. She has the same thoughts as us.
Yeah. I am so sorry. Please don't. You're going to attack me on WhatsApp later.
No. We like their first song, though, okay? It's good song. The first song's good.
It's not my preference in song, but it's one of those, you know, it's going to hit everyone different anyways. So, like, my preference is their debut song over ASAP or ASAP.
So I just sent on our chat a picture of FX's new ABO to show what I mean to Daniel. Just so
oh,
they can
okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I had no memory of that. So, yep.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, this is just FX's look, but I'm sorry. It's not as well done as FX.
Wrapping this up, everyone. Here. Despite everything we said about that, we thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We hope you continue to listen to the podcast. If you want to yell at us about our thoughts, join our Discord. Honestly, we'd welcome it. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Yeah, she'll yell at me first. It's fine.
She's yell welcome to yell at me first. All she wants. I mean, that's all anyone does on the Discord, guys. I'll completely be honest with you. That's 90% of the Discord is people making fun of me.
That's just all of us.
Oh, but just as a quick note, like, again, like, our opinions are our opinions. If you loved it, you loved it, and that's valid. Like,
yeah,
it's,
exactly.
It's our personal opinions.
Yeah. So, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you like what we do, please follow us up on all our social media at NGP Productions on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. We're going to get some new videos up there soon. I'm sure you guys have already seen it. Dom's unboxing video has one of our popular ones on the channel.
You mean their parody of an unboxing video? Because that's what it is.
Parody on there.
We should just put parody.
Yeah, we should just put parody on that.
I'll update the title now.
Oh my god. Okay, continuing, guys.
If you like it, we do go ahead and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to our show. And if you want to support us, ko-fi.com/NGP Productions. But you can also find us on our own personal socials. So, Dom?
Oh, that's the Raven on Twitter.
Melissa?
At Subject Despair.
At Violet Dreadly on Instagram. Check out my food.
And you can find myself at Perpetual Player on Twitter and nowhere else.
Right.
Yeah.
You can find him everywhere under.
Listening. We'll see you guys in the next episode of Dragging the Cape Off of This. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.